Hey, good morning. Scotty Woodson once again here on the EAB Ag Network, and I'm happy to have for the first time in this growing season Dr. Jared Hartke with me, rice agronomist from the University of Arkansas System Division of Agriculture. Dr. Hartke, welcome in.
Thanks for having me, Scotty.
Well, it's always a pleasure to have you. I wish you had maybe some better news on rice for us for the start of the season, but I understand things are looking a little bit bleak in some areas right now.
Well, that's for sure. I would say pretty much widespread across the state. It's not a welcome return to the growing season or to any growing season right now at this point. And rice is certainly a big part of that right now with what we're doing planting. We're somewhere over 40-50% planted for rice, but that's a lot easier to achieve when we're dramatically, potentially historically dropping rice acres as it stands right now.
Yeah, let's go over those numbers a little bit. I had seen from your report a little bit earlier that the Perspectives Plantings report shows that we may be up to 25% less this year. That's an incredible drop.
Well, the Perspective Plantings still had us from that survey at around 1 million total acres of rice.
Mm-hmm.
That's not happening.
Wow.
That ship has long sailed, and we were kind of prepared. But I wasn't surprised the survey came in that way because of the timing of the survey and some of the more recent, over the last month, those impacts being felt. They weren't fully captured in the survey. So sometimes timing, you know, happens. But we're now talking sub 900,000 acres, sub 850,000 acres. We could end up in the 700s acres, you know, in that level, not seen since the early 1970s as acreage controls came off and acres really began to expand in Arkansas to what we've become accustomed to. Then as a reminder, the last time we didn't even plant 1 million acres of rice was 1983. The last time we came in around or sub 900,000 was the late 70s. And again, we had a really rapid rise there from the very early 70s, really taking off into some higher acres as acreage controls came off and we ran them up. So it's a pretty precipitous drop off there from the late 70s going backwards in time. You kind of fall off pretty far, pretty fast.
Talking with Jared Hartke once again, rice agronomist from the University of Arkansas System Division of Agriculture. Dr. Hartke, I guess there are several different factors that are causing the acreage this year, the low planting acreage, but I guess the biggest would be the war and input cost. Is that correct?
Well, this is all a lead-in driven by world market factors. We still have a lot of rice on hand. There are multiple reasons for that, but the simplified version would be we've had some very good crops, not to say the best quality, but some very good crops the past couple of years. But so has South America, so have places like India. A lot of rice on the market. I'm not going to get into the politics of all that right now. Mm-hmm. It's a deeper conversation. But there's political aspects to that, what's going on. But so that's kept prices depressed. Our input costs have been gradually rising anyway over time. So we were already pointed to back in the winter, will we plant 1 million or won't we? I was arguing in the middle of winter, you know, you can circle it. Will we come in just under it or just over? And then as we got more into the spring and now drought conditions that have persisted and only worsening have added, those began to add to the discussion. Then the war effort, which led to a dramatic rise in particularly urea and diesel costs. So those things have just continued to stack up. So here of late, a month or so ago, the conversation began to dramatically shift to 1 million acres was a pipe dream. Now it's just how low will it actually fall? And without some assistance mentioning the drought, that may be has become kind of the biggest topic for rice still to go in the ground or that is already in the ground is anywhere where it's surface water dependent. We don't have sufficient water in those areas, even if you wanted to plant more rice or a similar amount of rice to the past. So it's getting very, very strange out there in the rice world right now. And so I wish I had a better crystal ball this year, but it's dropping faster than I think we can fully understand. Sorry, acres are dropping, I think, faster than we can fully understand right now.
Talking with Dr. Hartke once again, rice agronomist from the University of Arkansas System Division of Agriculture. Dr. Hartke, we usually try to get you on about once a month. I think I might call you in a couple of weeks, if that's okay, and keep a closer eye on this and see how we're doing as far as the planting goes, where you say maybe just over 40% right now. Is that correct?
Yes, that's where the official weekly progress survey was on Monday. Mm-hmm. I thought we would come in more like 50%. So I was a little surprised that it was kind of that low at that point. But obviously, we're now entering a window of folks literally hitting the pause button on some planting because of lack of moisture and the outlook right now, waiting to see if conditions improve. So we're weird. And there's tons of problems associated with that, obviously, with lack of moisture. So it's, it's strange.
All right, Doctor. Once again, thanks for checking in with us today. We'll get back with you in a couple of weeks, maybe 3 weeks total, and just see how we're looking, okay?
That sounds great.
All right, Dr. Hartke, once again, rice agronomist from the University of Arkansas Division of Agriculture. Thanks for checking in with us, Dr. Hartke.
Thanks once again, Scotty.